Praise the Lord. Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Can you say amen? Certainly appreciate God and His blessings and the presence of the Lord that we're being made to feel here tonight, and just looking forward to Him moving in the altar service. I would like to have a wonderful altar service tonight, wouldn't you? Amen. I want to say thank you to Brother Rusty for allowing us to be here. We had a wonderful time today, and Brother Mike Roberts and Brother Rusty and then myself went to eat together and just had a great time of fellowship, and I enjoyed it so much. And looking forward to the remainder of the meeting, looking forward to hearing Brother Mike in the morning services along with Brother Noah and then whoever else may be preaching through the week. Looking forward to hearing Brother Shannon, and looking forward for God to move and to help. How many come with a need tonight? Amen. I just want to preach a simple message to you tonight. This is just what the Lord laid on my heart. And I'm going to try to do my best, get out of the way, and we'll just have an altar service and see what God will do in the book of Mark, chapter number 9. Also, I want to read from the book of Romans, chapter number 8. The book of Mark, chapter number 9, and the book of Romans, chapter number 8. Mark chapter number 9, verse number 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him, and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child, and all times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, rent him sore, and came out of him. He was as one dead, insomuch that he said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. The book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 32. Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I just for a few minutes, if the Lord will help us, I want to preach on God wants to do it all. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, to come into this building right now. We're praying, Lord, that the Spirit of God would touch every heart, every mind, every soul. Praying, God, that the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost would touch our people, God, their needs, Lord, what they're praying about. We're praying, God, that you'd give us liberty in this altar service tonight. And we'll believe you for miracles and signs and wonders in Jesus' lovely name, we pray. And the church said, amen. Amen. Praise God. I am glad to see all of you here tonight. And I was looking around, and most everybody here I've preached two or four at some time or another. But it is, however, somewhat different when everybody's in one church. Praise God. And so I know I'm among friends, but I would ask you if you would just get with me here. Let's see what the Lord will do. God wants to do it all. Sometimes we thank God. What we think God can do in our lives is hindered by what we think about ourselves. Because you and I know ourselves better than anybody else. It's not that we think God cannot do what we ask or that he will not do what we ask. It's just that he will not do it because it is us. We think that we haven't been good enough to merit his favor in our lives. Amen. There are times in our lives when it seems as if we need help from God. We need a touch from heaven. We need a move of his spirit, and we feel like that he would do it if it was Brother Rusty, or we feel like he would do it, amen, if it was Brother Patrick, or he would do it as long as it was Brother Bruce or somebody else, amen, but because it's me, I don't feel like he would do it. But I want you to know tonight that nobody in this building can merit the favor of God, amen. Nobody in this building can merit, amen, the grace of God. And so you cannot depend on the life that you have lived. You have to depend on the life that he gave. He does not do it because of who you are or what you have done. He does it because of who he is and what he has done. He that spared not his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Amen. The Bible said in Romans 8:37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Amen. For in him we live and we move and we have our being. Amen. I feel the spirit of the Lord here tonight. Amen. I feel the spirit of liberty a little bit. Amen. I want to tell somebody tonight. Amen. It ain't what we've done, ain't how good we are, amen, but it is because he came. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's his life, it's his death, it's his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. By him he shall give us all things. Don't really know what you came to the meeting for. Don't know what you came looking for. Don't know what kind of answer you need. Don't know what kind of situation you have. But I do know God's able to move in every situation, every circumstance, every trouble, trial, and tribulation, and is able to do it in this service, and is able to do it in your family, and is able to do it in your finances, in your mind, in your children. I want you to know tonight, God can do it all. Amen. When we come to our text, we do find that he was a sad father. His need was unmasked. Amen. The Bible said, I've got a son. Now his situation, he was deaf. He was dumb. Amen. He was wallowing and foaming. The spirit tear him. He would try to cast himself into the fire. That's a pretty bleak situation. That's something I can't handle in myself. That's something I can't take care of on my own. Amen. And so his need, amen, it looked as if, amen, they took the mask right off of his situation. Amen. But not only was it unmasked, it was unmet. Hallelujah. Amen. That may be the way you feel right here tonight. Amen. Yes, I've had a need and it has been unmasked, and it seems as if every meeting I go to, it's unmet. Amen. Seems like I can hardly get what I need.
need. Amen. But I love what the Bible said. He brought his need to Jesus. He brought the very thing he couldn't handle and put it at the feet of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when you've gone as far as you can go and you've done all that you can do, if you'll bring it to him, he knows how to do the rest. Hallelujah. He was a sad father, but he had a serious fault. Amen. The Bible said, if thou canst do anything. Now this man was very apprehensive of the master. If thou canst do anything. Amen. I want to tell you, he can do all things. Amen. If thou canst do. Amen. How many times that he had been to the doctor? How many times that he had carried his child to a psychiatrist? How many times had he done whatever he had to do to get this son seen about? Amen. But when he came to the master, he said, if you can do anything, they say you can. Amen. Your disciples are preaching you can. But if you can, here you go. Amen. But I love what Jesus said. There was the if of the man that was apprehensive, but there was the if of the master that was apprehended. He said, if thou canst believe. Hallelujah. If you can believe that God will do it. Amen. He can. And he will. And he'll do it for you. Oh yes, he will. Amen. If you can believe, all things are possible. Amen. When he finally believed, he found that Jesus was a saving friend. Amen. The boy had a terrible torment. Amen. But Jesus had a tender touch. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, that when he came to him and Jesus moved in his behalf, amen, that he took him by the hand and he rose him up after the devil had gone out of him. I want you to notice what all Jesus done with one touch. Amen. With one move. Amen. With one word. Amen. What all he done. He healed his body because he was deaf and dumb. He healed his mind because he was a lunatic. But he also healed his soul because he cast the devil out. Oh, hallelujah. You know what he done? He done it all. Amen. And you may have came tonight. You may have come to this meeting. And you may seem, amen, like you have many and multiple problems. You may feel like you have some situations you can do on your own. Amen. I want you to know, amen, he can do it all. Hallelujah. Every situation, every circumstance, all things are possible to him that believeth. A wealthy Roman had a son. His son had went astray. He had brought reproach to their name. He broke that wealthy Roman's heart. However, the Roman also had a servant. His servant commanded his admiration. He done everything right. He done everything to a T. Everything he done, amen, commanded the admiration of the Roman that was wealthy. Amen. The Roman got ready to die, and on his death bed with tears rolling down his face, he decided to disinherit his son. However, he was going to leave everything he had to the servant by the name of Marcellus. Amen. Marcellus, he didn't know anything about it. Amen. The Roman drew up the papers, called in his son to his deathbed. He said, son, he said, I regret to do this. He said, but the servant has been by my side. The servant has done everything right while you went away and lived in righteous living. He said the servant was here and he's took care of the place. Amen. And so I have decided to deed everything to the servant Marcellus. However, I'm going to allow you to choose one thing from my estate that you can have for yourself. Amen. You are going to be able to choose one thing that you can have and nobody can say anything about it. The son thought for a few minutes. He said, Daddy, did you give everything to the servant Marcellus? He said, yes, sir. I give everything to Marcellus. He said, did you say you'd give me one choice? He said, yes, sir. He said, then I want Marcellus because Marcellus has got it all. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight that God did have a son and his name was Adam. And Adam, amen, went astray. However, God decided to disinherit him. But he also had a servant who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. Amen. And God Almighty gave everything to Jesus Christ. I tell you what I'll take. I'll take Jesus in this place tonight. I said, I'll take the Lord. I don't know what you got need of, but I do know we have a Savior who has it all. Amen. I want to preach to you three or four things that God wants to do. Amen. God, number one, wants to forgive all sin. Amen. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? For thou hast cast all my sin behind thy back. Hey, woo, glory to God. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest, saith the Lord. And I will forgive their iniquity, and I'll remember their sin no more. He will turn again. He will have compassion. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sin. Thou wilt cast all their sin. Thou wilt cast all of their sin into the depth of the sea. Brother Shad, if you will remember, at Brother Jamie Holcomb's, they was having an altar service. And you and Brother Gabbard were standing behind the pulpit. I was standing here. And them two got to shouting. Nobody else shouting, but they were. Amen. Nobody else rejoicing, but they were. They got done shouting. I wanted a little bit of it. So I said, Brother Gabbard, what did you tell Brother Shad that was that good to make him shout? He said, oh, Brother Corey, he said, I read the other day that modern technology has said, amen, that no device that they have built or that they feel like they can build is going to be able to go down to the depth of that deep trench out in the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean. He said, it's so deep and the pressure's so great. He said, we can't. There's nothing we can invent to get there. Amen. And Brother Gabbard told Brother Shad, that's where God has put my sin, and you can't find it. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, I said, that's where our sin is. Every one of them. Amen. God has cast them into the depths of the sea. I want you to know tonight, if you're here and you're lost, if you're here and you're undone, if you're here and you're wayward, amen, God can forgive. I said, God can forgive your sin and move in your life. Hey, amen, all manner of sin shall be forgiven unto the sons of men. And having forgiven you all trespasses, listen at this scripture, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that some may come to repentance. Hey, oh no, amen, but all should come unto repentance. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanseth us from all sin. I want you to know tonight, amen, I don't care where you've been, I don't care what you've done, if you're here and you're lost, you're the most important person here, and God wants to forgive. And God wants to forget, and he wants to restore, and he wants to move in your life. Heard the story of a little girl, of a 15-year-old girl. She went out into the world. Preacher begged her, please don't go. She went out into the streets of Detroit, Michigan. She was living on the streets there in Detroit,
and making a living the best way she knew how. 15 years old, doing the best she could. She got on heroin, and somehow or another, amen, one thing led to another. Amen. She contracted AIDS and got AIDS. She then got with child, and because she was on heroin and because she was so high, amen, the baby contracted AIDS through the birth. Amen. The baby was a drug addict from its birth, and so having had those kind of conditions, its liver could not stand the abuse while it was in the womb. And so that 2-year-old baby died. This mama, this heroin addict, was so high, Brother Bruce, she didn't go to the baby's funeral. You talking about a sinner. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I don't know. I didn't know you could get that high, that you can't even go to your own baby's funeral. Amen. And so, amen, this baby here, amen, died. The mama finally came to herself after the baby was gone. She picked up the phone and she called that preacher. She was now 22 years old, and the 22-year-old girl heard that preacher's voice on the other line. She was weeping and crying. She said, "Preacher," said, "listen, I know I left church. I know I went astray," and said, "I've got AIDS. I'm going to die. I'm a heroin addict. I need deliverance." And said, I'm calling you. I'm 1,200 miles from where you are." And she said, "Is there any way you think I might could get to where your meeting is?" He said, "Oh yes, please, please come. Please come to the meeting. We want you to come. We want you to be in the church. Amen. Maybe God, peradventure, will have mercy and move in your situation." Amen. The ladies on the other end said, "Preacher," said, "I've been through so much. I've done so wrong. Amen. I'm so guilted, stained with sin. Said, I don't know if God will forgive me." She said, with tears running down her face, "All I want is to be in a service where the Holy Ghost is." Woo! Glory to God. "All I want is to be in a service where the Spirit of God is moving." Oh, I pray that the Holy Ghost gets to moving in here on you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And somehow or another, he got her some money. She got to the meeting on Monday. Nothing happened Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Finally on Friday, amen, she felt the Spirit of God. Amen. Got up to where she was, came down, and got to praying and seeking the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so finally, when she got up, tears running down her face, everybody crying, that wayward girl, living in sin, about to die. He said, what about it? Amen. Does God forgive you of all those sins? Amen. She said, I don't know anything else to say. She said, all I know to tell you, amen, is there is still a fountain, and it's filled with blood, and it flows from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood and lose all their guilt and their stain. I want to tell somebody in the house of God tonight, God will forgive you. I said, God will save you. I said, God will deliver you. Ooh, la, 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 kosher. Hey, hey, hey. I would to God that somebody in this building tonight would give their heart to God. I was preaching a meeting some time back, and I'm not telling this to try to brag or nothing like that. I just felt like telling it because of what the Lord done. I preached 26 or 27 nights, wherever my baby's at. I forgot how long it was. And 23 or 24 nights, whatever. And so, Brother Shannon, I preached to the lost every night. It's the only revival I've ever done where there was somebody there lost every night. Amen. Some pastor said they somebody there lost every night. They know their congregations better than I do. Hallelujah. Amen. I preach to the lost every night. Amen. One night, Somebody broke another night. Somebody broke another night. Ended up 23 people, amen, coming and praying. Had 23 people come and ask God to save them. 23 people come, amen, and try, amen, to get through to the throne of God. Amen, come on now. Amen, you say, well, preacher, man, what's that got to do with anything? Amen, I realize, amen, that you wasn't there and you don't know how it was. Amen, but Brother Houston knows about it. Amen, some of them's lives were so messed up. Amen, some of them's still messed up and they're working with them. Amen, but the reason I said it and the reason I told that, amen, is to allow you and I to know, amen, that God, amen, is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Amen. Hey, amen. But he's long suffering to usward, and he's not willing that any perish, but that every one of them. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like you're here tonight, and I feel like you need to pray. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God wants to save and deliver. He didn't die just for one or two. He didn't die just for three or four. He died for you. Oh, hallelujah. I said he died for you. He wants to forgive all sin. But I also believe that he wants to free from all sickness. Who forgiveth all our iniquities and who healeth all our diseases. Help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus went about Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people. And they brought unto him all sick people, and they that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Hallelujah. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Amen. Preaching the gospel, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. It sounds to me like God wants to heal every disease. You know, somebody said, well, you know, I got this and you know how that is. Or I got this and you know how that is. Amen. But the Bible said, as far as I know, none of them is any worse than the other. Amen. None of them is more impossible than the other. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I know that God said in his word that he would, if we could believe, and to heal all manner of sickness and manner of disease. And he healed them all. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Hallelujah. Virtue went out of him. He healed them all. And healed them that had need of healing. And they were healed, every one. Healing all that were oppressed with the devil. Amen. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. I don't have the gift of healing. Amen. If you do, I'm first in the prayer line. Hallelujah. Amen. All I am simply saying is this. If you and I can believe God, all things are possible unto him that believeth. Oh, hallelujah. I understand. I know I got a lot of scripture tonight, and I know that bores us anymore. Amen. But Brother Rusty, amen, it's the word of God that's quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow. And it is a discerner. I want you to know tonight, amen, in the word of God, amen, the words that are in this book, amen, that's where the life is, amen, that's where the spirit is, amen, that's where the healing is. And if you can believe his word, he can heal it all. 1950s, there was a woman who had a four-year-old boy. He had 26 major diseases. She drove all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee to Birmingham, Alabama. She had a boy that was deaf and dumb and blind. His tongue hang out of his mouth and lay on his chin. Both of his arms were twisted together and matted together. His elbows penetrated into his tummy and his knees touched his elbows, and he had
no feet. All he had was knots on the end of his legs. Amen. Just a club on the end of his legs. She brought that boy to Birmingham to a meeting to be prayed for. She stayed all week long. There was 3 services a day. She told the assistant, amen, that was running the meeting, that she had ran out of money and her baby hadn't been prayed for. She said, I've been staying in a hotel that cost me money. Said, I've been eating out in restaurants every day. Said, I've been giving in the offering 3 times a day. Said, I'm down to my last $20. And if God don't move for me, I got to go home tonight. Amen. She came to that night service. Amen. The preacher man came out on the stage. When he came out on the stage, they said he had never done this before. He said, I'm getting ready to take up an offering. Hallelujah. Said he'd never done it. And said he set a bucket out there. Said, but you, God said, you're going to bring and you're going to put in this bucket. Amen. That woman, the assistant, knew all she had was $20, was the first one to jump up, ran down the aisle and threw her money in that bucket. Assistant ran down, looked in the bucket. It was her last $20 bill. And on her way back to her pew that night, she said, God, I'll walk home if I have to. All I want you to do is heal my baby. Woo! Amen. The preacher man got to preaching that night. He had preached about 15 minutes. He stopped his preaching and he got to looking way yonder. Amen. And he said, I see a big building. It's a big white building. Amen. He said, now I'm inside the building. He said, I can hear babies crying. He said, there's no doubt where I'm at. I'm in the maternity ward and a baby has just been born. He said, I can see 12 doctors around this baby. Amen. He said, the baby was born with 12, 14, 21. That baby was born with 26 major diseases. The assistant sat up in his seat and he said, my God, tonight is that baby's night. Woo! Oh, I pray tonight that somebody here, amen, may have brought a need and you can believe God to move in it. Amen. Amen. The preacher, amen, said the doctor told you that that baby wasn't going to live past 1 year old, but the doctor's wrong. He said the baby is now approaching 4 years old, and he said, I see the mama packing a suitcase. I see her going on a trip. Another lady's with her. Amen. The baby's in a bassinet in the back of an old Ford. Said, I see the Tennessee Alabama border. He said, now I can see that car as it pulls in on my parking lot. He said, lady, you're here tonight. I want you to bring me your baby. God's fixing to heal all of those diseases. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, God's getting ready to do everything you brought that baby to get done. Woo! Amen. The baby. Amen. The boy, the man, the preacher. Amen. Got the baby in his arms. He got to walking backward and forward on the platform. He asked the people to close their eyes as he prayed for that baby. Amen. When all of a sudden he began, amen, to feel that baby. When that baby's tongue snapped and went back in his mouth for the first time since he had been born. They said his blinded eyes, true story as far as I know, began to swirl and to form eyeballs and pupils in his eyes. And they were the color blue. Amen. His arms snapped, amen, and kicked out. Said his legs snapped and cracked. Amen. And went right straight out. He said as he held his legs out, said the knot on the end of his leg began to move. And said it formed into a perfect foot on both his legs. Hallelujah. You ain't got to believe it if you don't want to. Amen. I'm just telling you what God done. Hallelujah. Amen. The clubs. Amen. He created feet. The preacher by now couldn't hold the child. And the child jumped out of the preacher's hand. Amen. He never had seen his mama. He never had heard anybody speak. He never had spoke himself. And he never had walked. However, he took a few steps and then started running. He run straight to his mama, jumped up in her her arms, and the first words he ever heard, and the first words he ever spake were, "Mama, Mama, I love you, Mama." Hey, hey, hey. Amen. I want you to know tonight. Amen. God healed that little baby. Amen. Because all things are possible unto him that believeth. Amen. You may have a situation worse. You may have something that you don't feel like God can do. Amen. But the Bible said all things are possible to him that believeth.
Amen. 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 He wants to forgive all sin. He wants to free from all sickness. And he wants to fill all saints. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Amen. I don't know how you feel tonight. Amen. But I do know, amen, if we're going to keep what we have alive, amen, not only do we need to be filled, but we need to be refilled. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Not only do we need to be refilled, but we need to be refilled again. Amen. God Almighty, amen, is calling his church, amen, not only back to the Holy Ghost, but back to holiness. Amen. Back to healing. Oh, yes, he is. Amen. I'm telling you, with the things that are coming upon the face of the earth, amen, you and I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You and I need to be filled with the Spirit of God. If you're here tonight and you do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, God Almighty is still a baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's some right here on that second row. Amen. Did any of y'all get the Holy Ghost in that that 5-week revival? Any of y'all? Amen. It was 14 at Brother Noah's church. Amen. They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can't help but to tell it because it was so good. Brother Noah got up one night and he said, "Tomorrow night, 5 people shall receive the Holy Ghost." Did he do it, Brother Barrett? Yes, he did. Amen. That next day, they sent a text around. Y'all may remember it. Amen. It said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Amen. That night we came and the Holy Ghost got to moving. And the Spirit of God got to moving. And the power of the Holy Ghost got to shake in that place. Amen. And so all of a sudden, amen, one went through to the baptism on this side. Amen. One went to the baptism on that side. Amen. And before that service was over, amen, all 5 of them went through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You want to know why? Amen. Because God wants to fill everyone. Amen. Who wants to be filled? Oh, hallelujah. I said God wants to fill everybody who would like to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm done. Stand with me. God wants to fill all saints. free from all sickness, forgive all sin, and fix all situations. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Anybody here came with a situation that you can't do anything about? Somebody want to come to the music tonight? Praise the Lord. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears whatsoever we ask, we know that we shall have the petitions that we desired of Him. Amen. Because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to think or ask. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto thee that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Oh, glory to God. Now, I don't know. I really don't know anything about what I'm even doing up here tonight. I'm just being honest. I'm just preaching, amen, trying to pretend like it's a revival so I can get through tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Amen. But I want you to all know this. Amen. What I'm preaching tonight, I felt impressed in prayer to preach. It may not be the most fanciest thing you've ever heard. Amen. It may not be the prettiest rhetoric, amen, that has ever, amen, bounced off your eardrums. Amen. But I can tell you God dealt with me to preach it. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. And so, amen, if I was you, amen, and I said, preacher man, I'm at this meeting. Amen. You didn't name whatever it is you're going through. Amen. But I do need God to move in my life. Amen. There's something I brought to this meeting. Amen. And I can't do anything about it. I don't know how to handle it. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, if thou canst believe, all things are possible unto him that believeth. You say, preacher man, the enemy's fighting my mind like he did that young man in our text tonight. Amen. The Bible said he was a lunatic. Amen. In other words, he was oppressed in his mind. Amen. And what he had was running him crazy. Amen. And I felt like him while I was praying that there was going to be people here. Amen. That the devil have been fighting your mind. Amen. And the enemy have come against your mind. Amen. And you try to fight it off. And you try to fight it off. And you do good for a little while. Amen. But then you get right back in. Amen. To that wallowing and foaming. And he's attacking your mind. That's how I really felt in prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There may be somebody here tonight, amen, who came to this meeting, amen, and you got something. You may be like the man, and you may have a child, amen, that you don't know how to handle, and you can't do nothing with, and no matter how much you pray, it don't hardly seem to get done. Amen. You may be here, and you may have a sickness in your body. You may be the one who has an affliction, amen, but if you can believe, all things are possible unto him that believeth. Is anybody here tonight that'd like to step out, amen, and come to an altar? Is anybody here tonight, amen, who would come to this altar with their hand in the air, saying, preacher man, I'd like to pray about it. I'd like to believe God tonight. Is anybody here tonight, amen, willing, amen, to step out of that pew and say, I'm coming, amen, because I know God is able, and I know God can move. Come on with your hands in the air, amen, with worship unto God, amen, trying to get a hold
world of heaven. Lord, I've had this over and over and over and over, and I'm ready for deliverance. I'm ready for God to move. I'm ready for God to minister. I'm ready for God to help me. I'm ready for God to touch me. Is anybody here tonight, amen, that would come to this altar, amen, with their hands lifted up, believing that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you're able to think or ask? You've thought about how he could do it. Amen. You've even asked him and told him how he could do it. Amen. Just believe him. Amen. No matter how he does it. Oh, hallelujah. Just believe that he can. It don't matter how, as long as he will. Amen. Believe God to fix your situation. Believe God to fix your sin. Believe God to free you from sickness and to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hey, come on here, saints of God. Amen. You're in this place tonight and you've had a battle. Amen. God Almighty, amen, can do it in your life.
Because Jesus is a miracle man. Oh,